This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion. How hard will a drug company push to market a drug that simply doesn't work? Well, it turns out mighty hard. Well, here's the story. Alzheimer's disease is a horrendous illness that causes plenty of suffering all around for the patient and the family. People are desperate for any treatment options, so there's lots of money to be made from people willing to pay to improve the symptoms and slow their loved one's mental decline. One drug that's been heavily promoted to treat Alzheimer's disease is called donepezil, marketed under the trade name Aricept. The drug has been a profound disappointment to doctors, patients, and families. Regardless, Pfizer has seen $2 billion a year in sales. The problem is that at the usual doses, donepezil provides little, if any, relief to people with Alzheimer's. Now, the drug was approved in 1996 at a dose of 10 milligrams, but the patent was coming to an end. The company wanted to extend the drug's patent, so they approached the FDA with new tests that they claimed showed that a new dose of 23 milligrams showed better results than the standard 10 milligrams. According to Public Citizen and researchers at Dartmouth Medical School, the trials showed some minor improvements on simple laboratory tests like remembering lists of numbers. However, there was no meaningful clinical benefits, meaning that neither the patient's function nor their mental abilities improved, at least not that the family could observe. And the company knew that the data didn't support their claim of superiority. Furthermore, as often happens, when you increase the dose of a drug, the side effects, in this case nausea and vomiting, become much more severe. The company launched an aggressive marketing campaign using detailers, nurse educators, and print advertisements, all directed at doctors. The problem is that the print ad to doctors made false claims and exaggerated the benefits of the drugs. Consumer marketing relied on words and images to manipulate vulnerable families by implying that if they really cared about their loved one with Alzheimer's disease, they would surely treat them with Aricept 23. A pharmaceutical guilt trip if I've ever seen one. But it worked with impressive sales, particularly given that the drug provides either no or tiny benefits and has significant side effects and cost. I am not sure how the FDA was so easily duped, but it is high time that the FDA put some meat into their oversight of pharmaceutical tricks and manipulation. If they don't, we all lose. This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion.